This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Experts say expanding criminal background checks to include private gun sales is the most effective way to reduce gun violence. 18 states plus the District of Columbia have done just that, closing the so-called gun show loophole. But as Bridget Bowden reports, attempts to expand background checks here in Wisconsin have faltered.
In 2012, Elvin Daniels' sister was killed in a mass shooting at a spa in Brookfield. The shooter, her estranged husband, was prevented from owning a firearm by a restraining order. Had he tried to buy a gun from a federally licensed dealer, he wouldn't have passed the required background check. Instead, he went online to a website called armslist.com.
And he bought the gun, paid for it cash, without a background check. And then the next day, he walked into the salon and shot 7 people, killed 3, and then he took his own life.
Elvin was and is very familiar with firearms. He's a proud NRA member, a hunter, and enjoys target practice.
I was one of those that says, you know what, leave me and my guns alone. I still feel that, but I believe that everybody should go through a background check when they buy a gun.
Now, Elvin has become an activist. He's lobbied at the state and federal level for universal background checks. In 2014, he testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee.
You know, is one life, is it not worth it to go through a background check just to save one life? 10 lives? I mean, one is enough.
According to a recent Marquette Law School poll, 85% of registered voters in Wisconsin say they support background checks for all gun purchases, including unlicensed sellers. Ted Alcorn is the research director for Every Town for Gun Safety, which advocates for gun violence prevention. He says universal background checks are the top legislative strategy to prevent gun violence.
We already have a background check system that we've invested a lot of effort in creating. Why wouldn't we require a person who's buying a gun from an unlicensed seller to uphold the same public safety requirements that we require when they buy a gun from a licensed dealer?
And he says the statistics show they do reduce gun violence.
In the 18 states now that require background checks for all gun sales, we see much lower rates of gun violence than in those states that do not require background checks for all gun sales.
But Republicans who control state government have blocked attempts to require background checks on guns purchased from private sellers. Bills introduced by Democrats to enact universal background checks in recent sessions have died without a hearing. Retired police officer Kurt LaHaze runs a shooting range in Deerfield. He teaches self-defense and NRA-sponsored firearm courses. He says he buys his guns from licensed dealers, mostly because he usually gets a better deal that way.
So anytime that I purchase a firearm, I fill out two forms, one for the state, one for the federal government, and they do a background check.
He says he wouldn't have a problem with requiring background checks for private sales, as long as the requirements didn't go beyond what's already required from licensed dealers. But he's skeptical that it would do anything to reduce gun violence.
They're going to acquire them regardless of laws, because they're criminals. They don't recognize laws.
The National Rifle Association is staunchly against laws that would require universal background checks. In an email to the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, NRA spokesperson Catherine Mortensen said these laws, quote, criminalize the commonplace practices of law-abiding gun owners, saying they cost gun owners time, money, and freedom. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.